It's time to prepare the bride. It's time to be holy and purified.
Shalom, this is Nitza Moshe from Remnant Remedy, hosting today's Remnant Mama Show, where we are living and learning a restoration lifestyle. This is part 6 of the series of Rebuilding the Living Stones Tabernacle. In review from last week, let's look at Revelations 22:1. And he showed me a river of a water of life, clear as crystal, coming from the throne of Elohim and of the Lamb. And in the midst of the street and on either side of the river was the tree of life, which bore 12 fruits, each tree yielding its fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And no longer shall there be any curse, and the throne of Elohim and the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be upon their foreheads. Now again, how is Father going to do this? It could be laid upon. But we know it's not a tattoo, because in the Torah, we are not to tattoo ourselves. Yahweh commands us in Leviticus 19:28 that you shall not make any cuttings or incisions in your flesh for the dead, nor print any marks. Print here or write upon your flesh. He says, I am Yahuwah. Only Yahuwah has the right to put his impression, his name, his authority upon us. And he has made us living stones. He is the only one who can engrave upon us. And remember, as we have learned in Hebrew, name or shem is also authority, character. This will include the mark or the sign when we get sealed in Revelations. Many believe, and scripture indicates, especially from a Hebrew mindset, the sign or the seal is the Ruach and or the observance of the Shabbat, the Moedim, the Sabbaths. Conversely, the mark of the beast could be many things with block logic, and it could include a tattoo on the hand or the forehead, because remember, the enemy is going to disobey Torah. Now let's go back to Revelations as we were reading. And night shall be no more. This is Revelations 22:5. And night shall be no more, and they shall have no need of a lamp or the light of the sun, because Elohim shall give them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. And no longer shall there be any curse, and the throne of Elohim and the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. And they shall see his face, and his name. His name is his authority. His character shall be on our foreheads. So maybe that's what it is. His authority, his name, his character. Not a written tattoo engraved on us, but the authority of his name and the power. Did not Yeshua say we will do greater works? He's going to empower us with his light, his energy, his spirit, his ruach that will be seen physically, visibly. And if you really want to get excited and want to think about why you might want to have linen on, because it reflects light or energy or electricity or vibrations that Yahweh has created, think about the witnesses in Revelation. It says in Revelation 11:5, and if any man will hurt them, speaking of the witnesses, fire will proceed out of their mouth and devour their enemies. And if any man will hurt them, he must in this manner be killed. Now this word fire, literally or figuratively, can mean lightning. What is lightning or fire but light? We are the children of light, the living stones of light. And if we are yielded, willing, obedient vessels, he will send his power, his glory, his light, his energy, his fire through his people as a witness in the days to come. The verbiage in Revelations about the witnesses are almost exactly the same as the showdown with Elijah bringing down the fire. Get ready. The day is coming that all the world will know who belongs to Yahuwah, and they will be the Living Stones Tabernacle. Now let's go back to Revelation 22, verse 5. Night will be no longer existing, so they will need neither the light of a lamp nor the light of the sun, because Yahuwah Elohim will shine upon them, and they will reign as kings forever and ever. You see, they will have the authority, the character of Yahweh. This word night, again, is from Genesis to Revelation. There's a separation of light and darkness. This word night can be linked back to, in the Hebrew, from the Greek, to Neshef, which is the twilight or the mixing of light and darkness, or Lael, which is the chaos or Hosek of night. And the night shall be no more, and they shall have no need of a lamp or the light of the sun, because Yahuwah Elohim shall give them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. And again, before we go into the linen, let's just go back where we kind of started out here. In Revelation 21:21, and the 12 gates were 12 pearls, and each one of the gates was a single pearl, and the street of the city was clean gold like transparent glass, which also reflects light. And I saw no dwelling place or temple in it, for El Shaddai, Yahuwah El Shaddai, is its dwelling place, and the Lamb. And the city had no need of the sun nor of the moon to shine in it, for the esteem of Elohim lightened it, and the Lamb is its lamp. And the Gentiles of those who were saved shall walk in its light, and the sovereigns of the earth will bring their esteem to it or into it, and its gate shall not be shut at all by day, for night shall not be there. No more chaos, no more darkness, and they shall bring the esteem and the appreciation of the Gentiles into it, and there shall by no means enter into it whatever is unclean, neither anyone doing abomination and falsehood, but only those who are written in the Lamb's book of life. Remember, Martha said in John 11:21, said to Yahushua, Master, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you might ask of Elohim, Elohim shall give it to you. And Yahushua said to her, your brother shall rise again. And Martha said to him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at that day, on the last day. And Yahushua said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he dies, he shall live. And everyone that is living and believing in me shall never die at all. Do you believe this? You see, he's about to see and feel and touch the resurrection life, the everlasting life. Now, remember, Ben in Hebrew, Bet Nun, means the sun, the house, the tent, to build. And Eben means to build, mason or stone. So the root of Eben, which is stone, is Ben. You see the correlation. A son or daughter or house or tent is the root of Eben, a stone. And if you study in Hebrew, the Aleph denotes the divinity, the godhood. So the Ben in Eben with the Aleph means the son or the house that belongs to Yahuwah, a son, a house, children. Now let's look at some scientific information that actually show us that we, our physical bodies, Adam, humankind, that Yahweh made to build his house and his family, are not only spiritually, but are physically stones or living stones. As quoted by Dr. Richard Gerber, MD, from his book Vibrational Medicine, he says, some of the effects that crystal quartz are able to have upon humans relate to a particular resonance vibration effect that occurs within our own crystalline structures. Science has recently begun to recognize a new class of crystals known as liquid crystals. Biology is beginning to understand that many substances and membranes within the human body appear to function as liquid crystals. There are crystalline structures at the physical level involved within the nervous system and the flow of the life force or electrical force, as we've talked about, throughout the body. He goes on further to quote that midway between the circulatory and nervous systems, there is an electromagnetic current which is created by the polarity of these two systems. Remember, we spoke earlier in a show that the right side of the body was positive and the left side was negatively charged. Dr. Gerber continues to explain, indeed, there is an intimate connection between these two systems in the relationship of the life force that modern science does not yet quite understand. This life force works through the blood, and the consciousness works more through the brain and the nervous system. Has not Yahuwah and the Word of Yahweh told us that the life is in the blood and to take captive of your mind? These two systems contain quartz-like properties and an electromagnetic current. The blood cells, especially the red and white cells, contain more quartz-like properties, and the nervous system contains more of an electromagnetic current. The life force uses these properties to enter and stimulate the physical body. There are various quartz-like structures in the physical body. Some of these areas include cell salts, fatty tissue, lymphs, red and white cells, and the pineal gland. The pineal gland is actually very interesting. The light from the sun needs to be received to get the body healthy. And of course, we've learned that it is received through the eye and affects the pineal gland. Isn't it interesting that we have quartz-like substance in our pineal glands? It is believed that, for instance, in China, one of the reasons that they cut the Chinese women's hair and gave them bangs was to cover the pineal. Therefore, they would not receive as much sunlight to that middle of the forehead. Now, we have always looked at this probably as a New Age third eye chakra, which chakra is nothing more than an energy center of the body that Yahweh has created. But they actually purposely supposedly gave them bangs so that they would not be spiritually or intellectually as attuned. So they wanted to enslave the people, particularly the women. And we see even today that women are not valued in that country and are killed and or thrown away or aborted. Remember, Benjamin Franklin said, "Early to bed, early to rise, makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise." Now we know that serotonin is needed for the body. This is what makes the pineal gland and light and energy in the sun very important. The Bokeh light that comes up in the morning stimulates the retina of your eye to make serotonin, which in turn activates your pineal gland, and that helps you make serotonin. Serotonin is a neurotransmitter that acts like an on switch to get your body going. When the sun goes down, the serotonin turns to melatonin, which helps you sleep properly and gets you into a good, deep, refreshing, restoring sleep. Remember, we talked in a previous program that this sunlight is important, and the only way to come into your body for this is through light, not artificial light, but sunlight that Yahweh created in the heavens. If you don't get enough sunlight, your emotional, physical, and spiritual condition is dampened. We'll be back right after this short message. Spring has sprung. Birds chirping, blooming flowers, fresh breezes, and spring cleaning, along with fresh white linen sheets, are in the air. Linen has its own life-giving frequencies, which reflect light. Yahweh has shown us in His Word and in the Mishkan in the wilderness the pattern for veiling or clothing the set-apart place, the Holy of Holies. As His set-apart people, His living stones, Father wants to restore to us the lost treasures of Israel, including His Moedim, His pure language, Shemen, essential oils, and Sheish, linen, since we spend at least one-third of our life in restorative sleep. A good place to start with having linen in your life is with white, pure linen sheets. Consider linen sheets as part of the restoration process of transitioning back to wearing linen for your health, available at Remnant Remedy. Also available are linen headband coverings, hand-woven linen scarves, linen garments, linen thread, and linen yarn for your own personal sewing projects. For more information about linen to cover your living stone, go to the Hebrew Nation Radio Store and click on Remnant Remedy. Welcome back to part 6 of Rebuilding the Living Stones Tabernacle as we continue. Scientific reports are reporting that many who suffer from depression could benefit and get off perhaps maybe some of their drugs or medications such as Prozac, Paxil, Zoloft, and Avexer by getting more sun, rising early, going to bed when the sun goes down or shortly thereafter. When you go to sleep at night, close to sundown, and you say sleep 4 or 5 hours, you will feel more refreshed, usually, most people will attest to this, than if you slept 10 hours after you went to bed after 12 at midnight or 2 in the morning. So we know that the sunlight in the pineal gland is very important. So if you want to take over a people or a nation, start messing with the light, start messing with frequencies and color and energy and their pineal gland. Again, when we talk about sleep and daylight and serotonin and melatonin and all these things, we're going back to the scriptures where there's this battle between the darkness and the light. Before we continue with Dr. Gerber's quotes in his vibrational medicine book, let's take a quote from The Science and Practice of Iridology by Dr. Bernard Jensen. He states, "In studying the positive and negative polarities of the body, it is very interesting to realize that we are an electrically charged battery and that we carry a life force, energy, spirit, or whatever you wish to call it, but it can be measured." And he goes on to state that, of course, when you look at the aura or energy or light force or frequencies that you see on television all the time with technology and how they can measure heat and energy, that the instruments do not record when a person is dead. The same thing when an organ or a part of the body is ill, it will not have as much aura or frequency or color. He goes on to state that we need to understand and recognize that we have a positive and negative nature of electricity in our body, and that tissue, in order to have life and action and mobility of the cells, there must be polarity, the positive pole working against the negative pole to produce a force which can travel. It may travel over wires as electricity or over the nerves of the body as a vibration, thought, or spirit. And we have learned from the neuroscientist Dr. Leaf from our modern day, who teaches around the world now and who wrote the book Who Switched Off My Brain, that a thought is an electromagnetic wave or light force. This will be important to understand and recognize when we talk about the properties of linen and how it may or may not affect the body, and just simply that Yahweh has made us a house of light and He knows what to clothe us in, just as He knew how to clothe the Holy of Holies in the tabernacle that was full of light and energy also. Now let's continue back to Vibrational Medicine by Dr. Gerber when he's talking about how the body actually contains crystals. These crystalline structures are a complete system in the body but are not yet properly isolated and understood by modern medicine. They work on a sympathetic resonancy, as in vibration. And this is one of the reasons basically why the body will respond to vibrational remedies, as in the frequencies of linen, the frequencies of essential oils, shemen, frequencies of rock or mineral elixirs, where they take the frequency of rocks and use that. Homeopathy works the same way. There is frequency laser light technology now used for healing, because the body will respond to this, especially if we have the right frequencies. Remember, it all boils down to life and energy created by the Aleph and the Tav through the Aleph and the Tav. And there are bad frequencies or energy, and there are good. And there are those that are needed at certain times of the year in our atmosphere for growing plants and for our bodies. They can even use, and again, we talked about the silent technology they used in the Gulf War and that they use on people today through our space age industry, our warfare around the world, our heart program, etc. These are all based on frequencies and energy used to manipulate people and or the earth. And the quote in this book goes on to say, "It is an interesting revelation which can be made on the basis of this material is the fact that human beings are, to some extent, living crystals." End of quote by Dr. Gerber. Did not we go over the scriptures in a previous program that we are living stones? We are not only spiritually living stones, but we are physically living stones. Hallelujah. It is amazing that science today is only discovering what Yahweh has already said in His Word. And the more we learn Hebrew and the more we return to the ancient path, the more we learn that His Word is not only spiritual, but it's physical. We know in our minds that everything starts in the spiritual, the unseen world first, and then is manifested. So why do we not think that what we see manifested does not have a spiritual or unseen beginning? And so we've established that we are children of light. We have light in our bodies. Yahweh's light dwells within us. He wants to reflect His light to the nations, and we are the living stones, or the house, or the viet of Or, the house of light, the tent of light, the living stones, tabernacle of His light. And precious stones reflect light, especially once they've been tried and pressured and gone through heat and are cut and polished. And when these living stones are regathered and rightly jointly fitted together, we will see the glory of Yahuwah fall on the house of Israel in corporate again. So praise Him and thank Him for the trials and the tribulations and the cutting and the pressure and the heat. For He is making you into a beautiful stone to reflect and be His living stones, tabernacle, and bride, to reflect His glory and His light through you. This is you, my dear friend. This is what you have to look forward to. And Yahuwah will shine His glory through His living stones, tabernacle, to the entire world. We will literally see that not only are we His individual living stones that He wants to shine His light through, but we will corporately be His tabernacle when we are put together. And we will see this manifested as it says in Psalm 37, starting with verse 4. Delight yourself also in Yahuwah, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way unto Yahuwah, trust in him, and he shall bring it to pass, and he shall bring forth your righteousness, Zadik, as the light, the or, and your judgment or your verdict as the noonday sun or the light, which can also be the shining or the essential oil or the oil that has been pressed, because the bride is going to be pressed. So let us return just for a moment here to Revelation 22:5, where it says, night will no longer exist, so they will need neither the light of the lamp nor the light of the sun, because Yahuwah Elohim will shine upon them, and they will reign as kings forever and ever. You see, his authority, his power of his name will be upon his people, and they will shine forth like a light, literally and spiritually. Revelations 11:3, and I will give power to my two witnesses, and they will prophesy for 1,260 days dressed in sackcloth. I suggest to you, this is not going to be part of the teaching, but I suggest to you that the two witnesses are the two houses of Israel, which will comprise of Joseph or Ephraim and Yehuda, Judah. They will be the two houses from the house of Israel that will unite to proclaim to the world that there is a coming judgment and there's a last door or window to repent before the judgment day of Yahuwah. These witnesses are wearing sackcloth, according to the scripture here. I want to propose a few things to you. Originally, when I researched this, I found that, according to the Strong's and some Christian biblical documentations, that the sackcloth was made out of probably goat's hair. However, upon further research and speaking with some of our brothers of Yehuda, and according to historical Jewish documents and those who are working on restoring the temple, etc., I am told that the sackcloth is not goat's hair, that it is linen. Now, I understand that just like when you're dealing with wool, there is a short hair and a long hair, that or a short fiber and a long fiber. For instance, we raise Icelandic sheep. There is a short fiber that comes out and a long fiber out of an Icelandic, whereas some sheep only have the short, some have the long. There are parts of the plants and the flax that we make linen from that is the same way. When we look at the book of Exodus, chapter 35 in particular, when they're talking about the wise and willing hearts bringing the gifts and talents together to build up the tabernacle, they talk about fine twined linen. Now, I believe, from what I've found so far, that fine twined linen basically means linen or flax that has been spun into fine linen yarn or thread, like we sell linen yarn or thread at Remnant Remedy. However, when you are in the process of taking the flax, you are at a stage before you go to spin it where it's rough and it's not fine twined, it's not spun, and you can take those fibers and make sackcloth. Sackcloth, if you think about it, is really a mesh cloth. It's loosely woven with rough material in that it's not fine. And we can see how that relates to the scriptures where it talks about the moon looking like a sackcloth because it covers it and it covers the light, but it has those little tiny spaces between the mesh where you can see light. And I am told by my Jewish sister that when they carried fruits and vegetables and grain, for instance, the grain bag that the other 11 sons of Jacob carried into Egypt or out of Egypt with the grain to hold that grain they got from Joseph, that it would have been able to breathe. And part of the reason for that is so that things wouldn't get moldy and that it would actually be disgusting to be carrying food and grains in cloth or bags made of animal skin or animal hair, such as goat hair. So according to the research, it seems that the sackcloth for the witnesses is actually the raw fiber of flax before it's finally woven, made into sackcloths. And this is very exciting when we understand light and energy that Yahuwah made and what the witnesses do in the book of Revelation. And remember, you are a living stone. Meditate on 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 4 through 6. Draw near to him, a living stone, rejected indeed by men, but chosen by Elohim and precious. You also, as living stones, are being built up a spiritual house, a set-apart priesthood, to offer up spiritual offerings of slaughter acceptable to Elohim through Yeshua Messiah. Join us next week when we talk about the witnesses. Let your garment be always white, and let your head lack no shimmer. Shalom.